From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Janet Saidi. The Missouri General Assembly kicked off its 2019 session today with an eye toward an ambitious agenda. From Jefferson City, Jason Rosenbaum reports on the priorities of Republicans that control the legislative branch.
163 state representatives and 17 senators were sworn into office on Wednesday. Republicans hold commanding majorities in the House and Senate, giving them free rein to get legislation to GOP Governor Mike Parson's desk. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan wants to overhaul regulations surrounding businesses and lawsuits. He's also expressed interest in finding a state funding source for early childhood education.
And we will work to ensure that our shared priorities like education and infrastructure receive the investment that they deserve.
Some Republicans also want to make it more difficult to get initiative petitions up for a statewide vote, and members of both parties are interested in altering or repealing a new state legislative redistricting system. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The federal government shutdown has scrambled plans for a Missouri prayer breakfast after Ben Carson has to cancel as the keynote speaker. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said today the agency could not pay for the secretary's travel to Missouri because of the shutdown. Carson had been scheduled as the main speaker tomorrow for the Missouri governor's annual prayer breakfast. The breakfast, hosted during the first week of the legislative session, typically draws hundreds of people. Missouri's newly elected legislative leaders are citing good schools and jobs among their priorities for this legislative session. Republican House Speaker Elijah Haar promised today lawmakers will create bold solutions for the challenges facing the state. In addition to focusing on education and the economy, Haar said lawmakers must extend hope to those trapped in opioid addiction and opportunity to those in what he called a broken criminal justice system. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz said lawmakers also must reduce the burden of government by pursuing reforms to taxes, regulations, and lawsuit procedures. Schatz encouraged civility among lawmakers by citing a Bible verse imploring people to live at peace with everyone. Haar and Schatz were elected to leadership positions by their colleagues shortly after lawmakers took the oath of office. City officials in Columbia have confirmed that a police lieutenant was placed on administrative leave amid an investigation into his social media posts. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Brian Tate's leave began Thursday, the day after the newspaper published screenshots of some of his tweets. They included one tweet stating there would be less gang violence had the South won the Civil War. Tate repeatedly identifies himself as a Columbia police officer in his Twitter feed. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese said Tuesday that Tate's comments do not reflect the values of the community. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.